Hello, and welcome to the Mile High Bourbon and Rye Podcast, Episode 1 with an asterisk. It is one with an asterisk because if you've been following us for a little while now, you know that we do have 5 episodes that we've already posted. But then, due to 2020 being 2020, we weren't able to do really a whole lot of reviews, we weren't able to do a whole lot of anything, including the podcast. So, basically starting over from scratch here, my name is Zach, and I will be the host of the Mile High Bourbon Podcast. If you've listened to the episodes that were uploaded before, you'll know that Angie was one who joined me on these before. However, she's not going to be a part of the podcast at this time. She may be on them in the future. Maybe she'll join in for just a few episodes here and there. But for just now, it will be me, myself, and I talking to you about the wonderful bounty of beverages that our spectacular state has to offer. A little bit about me. I've been very interested in whiskey pretty much since I've been able to drink it. I love everything about the spirit, from the grains being milled, then cooked, then fermented, going into the distillation process, what type of oak or wood they use, how much they char it, the amount of time that's aged, what the interactions are, how the environment can affect those interactions, how much of the product is left in the barrel at the end of it, how much of it is popped into the bottle, how much it's cut down, what type of water it's cut down with. There's just so much that goes into it. It's such a crazy, unique, and awesome spirit. I've just been extremely fascinated in it for quite a while, so it's something that I've always kind of pursued and had an interest in. And then one day, Angie and I decided to start this website talking about it. Part of the inspiration for the website is on a tour at a brewery once. The tour guide asked us all to give us some tasting notes, give everybody what they smelled, what they tasted on the beer that they poured. One person rose their hand, was called upon, gave out the notes that they had, what they said that they tasted. The tour guide looked at them and said, no, and then went on to explain how that was not a flavor that was present in the beer at all. The big issue that I guess I have there is that taste is an extremely subjective. It's not going to be just a right or wrong. This person very well may have tasted that, but just didn't, you know, it wasn't what the brewer was necessarily going for, or whatever the situation was, but that's what they tasted. That's what it is to them. There are some things that you'll taste and you'll very much like it, some things that you'll taste that you very much won't like. I know we've all been there. Part of the reason that we started this site was to start that kind of conversation. In no way, shape, or form am I an expert in tasting notes. I'm not, you know, one of those high on themselves whiskey guys who thinks that I know everything about what it tastes like or what makes it good or what doesn't make it good. There's so much out there. There's so much to taste. There's so many things that I like that you may not like, or vice versa. And that's why we started this, was we wanted to talk about what our opinions are and encourage other people to tell us their opinions, because it's not going to be the same. You're not going to like everything the same. And I think that's a great thing to celebrate. So we went ahead and started up the website a little over 5 years ago. We've been talking about whiskeys, cocktails, spirits. Other than whiskey, we've been talking about a couple of wines. We've talked about some beers. We're going to kind of include a little bit more of those. It'll be, you know, that's just something that we're very, very much interested in. It seems like kind of a natural thing for us to talk about. I also am, let's see, just some other quick things about me. Definitely am a video gamer, like to play a lot of games. I'm a huge fan of hockey and a few other sports. I follow the Avalanche and the Broncos pretty closely. Follow the Nuggets and the Rockies as well, but definitely not to the same extent. If you already follow us on Twitter, you know that I am a huge Avs fan, and yeah, I'm getting ready to watch that game this evening. Hopefully it's another win, so they can go on a 3-game winning streak here. At least at the time of recording this, they've won 2 in a row. And then, let's see, what else? Born and raised in Colorado, absolutely love this state, which is why the focus of our site has been on Colorado products. It's, you know, I grew up with, you need to go west, you find the mountains, and you head towards them. Like, that's just where I was raised. That's, Colorado is a deeply ingrained piece of who I am, and I very much enjoy celebrating that. Spent plenty of time outside of the state, lots of time on the East Coast, a little bit of time on the West Coast. Haven't spent a whole lot of time outside of the U.S., though, unfortunately. Being as my family is relatively high percentage in Irish, and my stepfather is very Irish. I grew up with a lot of that as well. Cannot wait to visit Ireland. One day I will make sure that we get there. And that's pretty much it about me for a kind of brief intro. I'm sure there'll be some more pieces that we'll talk about as this podcast goes on. Or you guys just tell me to shut up and talk about the drinks that we have, because that's definitely going to be the main focus. The main focus of the podcast is going to be to talk about the beers, wines, and spirits that are all made right here in the Centennial State. Obviously, we will have some times where I'll talk about some of the stuff made outside of the state. There's obviously a ton of excellent products made all around the country and all around the world. As much as I love everything in Colorado, that doesn't mean this is the only place that great stuff is made, and I absolutely enjoy trying it from everywhere. However, Colorado is home to nearly 400 breweries, 150 wineries, 100 distilleries, 20 cideries, and 12 meaderies. That means right here in the state, without having to go too far, there are plenty of drinks to choose from, and so far, there hasn't really been a place that we visited where we haven't liked what we've tasted, so it's very easy to have plenty of stuff to talk about right here. Today, I have the Distillery 291's E-Batch number 8, the E4 Experimental. Batch number 8 is a wheat and malted barley whiskey. It is bottled at 130.9 proof, or 65.4% alcohol by volume. It is aged for 809 days. And finished with aspen staves, as everything the 291 does is. 291 does an excellent job producing a whole bunch of whiskeys. They age just about everything in aspen staves. I think they do age everything except for their white whiskeys with aspen staves at the end of it. And they continue to bring home awards each year from all sorts of different places that you can get awards from. If you've ever tried any of their products, it's pretty easy to see why they keep winning those awards. This year, in the World Whiskey Awards, speaking of awards, there are two Colorado distilleries that took home the best whiskey in three different categories. Those categories being the Best American Blended Whiskey, the Best American New Make, and the Best American Wheat Whiskey. 291's E Batch 7 took home the best wheat whiskey, not the 8, but the 7. And then 291 also took home the best new make with their Colorado Fresh whiskey. And then the best American blended whiskey went to Breckenridge's PX Sherry Cask. Just as a side note on there, 291 also was recognized for batch number 8 in the American Blended as a category winner. The World Whiskies Awards, if you're not familiar with it, definitely check out their site. Read, they've got some great notes, they've got some, you know, they give out the awards every year. They do the best in category, the overall winner, they do, you know, medals on top of that and everything like that. And this year, Colorado took 10 awards in total home in the American Whiskies so far. The categories that Colorado has won in are American Blended, American Grain, the New Make, and the Single Malt, and the American Wheat. In American Blended, the Stranahan's Blue Peak took home a gold medal. Blue Peak is that Solera cask style aging. It's a little bit less of an expensive bottle, makes it a little bit more approachable, but they did a really excellent job with it. Stranahan's has been impressing me a heck of a lot recently, especially with that Mountain Angel bottle. If you saw our review on that one, that is just a spectacular bottle. So congratulations to them for taking home the gold medal in American Blended. Breckenridge's Powder Hound took home a silver medal, which we actually do have a bottle of. We picked it up at the distillery. That's the only place that you are able to get it. They don't distribute it out. It's certainly looks like a very interesting bottle. We haven't had a chance to try it yet, but again, like I said, we picked it up at the distillery, which if you have not had the opportunity to head up there, definitely make it a point to do so, just to eat at the restaurant. If everything opens back up, hopefully pretty soon, and then you can sit outside, beautiful views in Breckenridge, terrific mountain air, excellent cocktails, and wonderful food. Absolutely make it up there. Would love to say this is a paid endorsement by Breckenridge, but it is absolutely not. This is just my opinion of it. They are spectacular. Breck did also manage to take home bronze in the Blended American for their rum cask finish. That's 5 Colorado awards just in the American Blended category. I'd say, as far as blended whiskeys, Colorado's doing pretty good. Next up is American Grain, where our friends over at Law's Whiskey House took home a silver for their Experimental Barrels Bourbon Mash. Not one that I have had the privilege of trying. However, Law's does an excellent job with just about everything that they make. They also took home a bronze in the American Wheat category for their Bonded Centennial Wheat, which we have had the chance to try and have a review up as well. Absolutely spectacular bottle. Not typically a huge wheat fan. It's a little bit softer than I would like to usually go for. I like stuff with a little bit more of that kind of, especially rye, more of that spice, more of that bite to it. But that Centennial Bonded Wheat was just one heck of a bottle. And then New Make, of course, 291 took home the category winner as with the American Fresh. They also took home a bronze for their 291 Rye White Dog, which just, I mean, to win 2 awards for your on-aged product speaks a lot to your distiller's prowess there, at least in my opinion. They are doing an excellent job with that, just really crushing it down there in the Springs. And then finally, in the single malt category, Boulder Spirits took home a bronze for their Bottled and Bond single malt whiskey. Boulder Spirits, also another excellent group of guys, excellent production. Boulder Spirits, also an excellent group of people, excellent product that they're pumping out up there. Definitely recommend trying some of their stuff. Have not had the Bottled and Bond single malt yet, but again, like, you know, anything that wins an award in the world whiskeys, usually I think this is one of those awards that I really do put a little bit of stock into, and I think that they've got a good head on their shoulders there. They're choosing some good winners. So all of these are ones, if I haven't tried them yet, I'm going to do what I can to definitely try them. Now, again, these are all for American whiskeys. These are not, as of right now, for the entire world. Hoping that list will be released here pretty soon. It looks like they're still doing some of the judging on it, but would love to see Colorado take, you know, some of that world's best title like they have in the past. I know 291 and Laws have both won world's best in the past, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully that will be, like I said, a positive result. So on that note, we're going to just go ahead and take a short little break here. I've got some notes on the 291E Batch 8 coming up next, and then that will wrap up the first episode back of the Mile High Bourbon and Rye podcast. Stick around for just a minute. And welcome back in. Continuing on with episode 1 of Mile High Bourbon and Rye, we've got the tasting notes on the 291E Batch number 8 blend of wheat whiskey and malted barley whiskey. Now, again, like I said, I usually am not a huge wheat fan, but I've found that when it's done right, it really can be something that I enjoy a whole heck of a lot. Bear Creek Distillery down in Denver has done a couple of wheat whiskeys, or their wheated bourbon, which is excellent. Weller Wheated Bourbon is, you know, the original wheated bourbon, has been one of my go-tos before it became almost impossible to find. That was one of my favorite sippers. It always hung out below $20 on almost every shelf. Never felt bad for pouring yourself a second glass, but it was always, always excellent to drink. Now I can't find it anymore, which is unfortunate, but again, sometimes the wheat really does do really well. 291's E absolutely does really well. A little bit softer right up on the front of the palate, but it grabs a little bit of bite on the mid palate and really kind of has a thick, malty, roasted kind of note that really coats the mouth. It's an excellent sip all the way through. The amazing thing is, for 130.9 proof, I mean, that's a high proof whiskey, and it doesn't show it too bad. There's definitely some of that heat, as would be expected at the high proof that it is at, but it is not crazy with the amount that there is. Then the finish on it is very, very long with some dry notes, and you get that same aspen. One of my favorite parts about 291's whiskeys, when it's fall, into summer, the leaves are all changing, everybody's flocking into the mountains. If you've been in Colorado, you've been around the aspen trees, you've smelt that in the air. It's one of my favorite smells. It's one of my favorite times of year for multiple reasons. It cools off from the summer. It's absolutely gorgeous going anywhere around the state where there's any amount of trees. All the colors are changing. The mountains are absolutely gorgeous. It always signals the return of football and hockey as well. It's just the best time of year. And the aspen stave finish on the 291 always brings that to the forefront of my mind. It's that feeling that you get. It's just excellent. It really, really is a wonderful, wonderful flavor that you get on there. I can't recommend it high enough. Today I am just drinking it neat. I don't have any water that I've added to it. It is just purely on its own. Again, for 130.9 proof, it is very much a drinkable whiskey. If you're not one into the super high proofs, one of those large ice balls or the big ice cubes that melt really slowly, or even just a couple splashes of purified water, open this up absolutely excellently. Again, not doing that right now, but have tried it that way in the past. It is absolutely wonderful. So I would highly recommend this one. I don't think we have a review of it as of the time of the recording of this episode, but there will be a review of it up pretty soon. Also going to be doing reviews of the other category winners. We'll pop up a review of that Breckenridge PX Sherry Cask. We'll probably try to pop up a couple of other reviews of some American winners from the World Whiskies Awards as well. Coming up soon, just as kind of a sneak peek at some stuff that we're trying, our review of the Axe and Oak Port Cask finish will be coming pretty soon. We've also got a new bottle from Art of the Spirits. It is a rum cask finish with them as well. Very, very excited to try this one. Full disclosure, it is a gifted bottle to us from Art of the Spirits so that we can try it. However, I have absolutely no doubt that I'm going to enjoy it. They have continuously put out a solid product that I have enjoyed, and there's no reason for me to think that this one won't be the same way. So keep your eye out for that one as well. That pretty much does it here for episode 1 with the asterisks. Thank you for joining me today. If you want more Mile High Bourbon and Rye content, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search Mile High Bourbon on each of those and give us a follow. Once you've given us a follow, reach out. Tell us what it is that you've tried. Show us your collection of bottles that you've accumulated. Tell us what it is that you like to drink the most, what your favorite cocktails are. Just start that conversation. We're always looking for new stuff to try and everything as far as that goes, so don't hesitate to reach out. We're certainly interested in hearing what it is that you're tasting and what you have to say. Would also like to throw out that we are a Drizzly affiliate. There are links all over our site at milehighbourbon.com. Follow any of those links and then use the code DrizzlyDeal for $5 off your first purchase. That's DrizzlyDeal, DrizzlyDeal. And that's $5 off your first purchase. Be sure to click our link on our site to get yourself there. That helps us by helping me to keep up these, all the servers, keep up the hosting for the website, be able to record the podcast and do all of these types of things. So anytime you click that link, even if you're not making the purchase, you're at least, you know, helping us out a little bit. And then any purchase that's made, we get helped out a ton as long as you guys are following our link. So find that link, share it with your friends, and get Drizzly delivered right to your door. I mean, they'll literally take any of these bottles that we'll talk about. As long as it's available at a store or somewhere that delivers to you, they'll bring it right to your front door. You don't have to go anywhere. Totally excellent service that they offer. Use the Drizzly delivery a few times myself. It's excellent. It's absolutely excellent. It makes it so easy to not have to worry about making a run or going anywhere or doing anything like that. So again, please follow that link. Help us out. Use that promo code. Save yourself $5 off your first purchase and help support us. So that's all for the first episode. Until next time, cheers.